You're listening to Radio Influence.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this very fancy Friday edition of the Dark Delight podcast with...
Unimpeach my heart.
Oh, my God.
Say you love me again. Val.
Wow.
Yes.
You just made my entire year with that.
It's a different kind of Friday. Hello.
Oh, so funny. Oh, before we get started, I'm Beans, by the way. Before we get started, I just wanted to give my beautiful, amazing son a shout out because he asked me last night if I could talk about him on the podcast.
You know what? I feel so good to talk about your son now because it's true. I almost forgot you had a son because there's so much Helga talk.
I know.
I know where he's coming from now. Mom, can you just mention me once?
I know. I feel guilty sometimes because he's so different, Frank.
No, it's good. You need that.
He is a genius, my son. Like, I don't talk, you know, I obviously don't brag about my kids often. Like, Helga is just her own animal. But my little one, he does better math than I do. It is like a computer inside that kid's head.
So there you go. His concentration and focus is elsewhere, and he is a little bit more of the unassuming master of the universe.
Yes. He's a superhero.
Okay.
All excited about getting his Fortnite costume today for Halloween.
It's the little things.
Yep. So there you go, little man. You've got your shout out. Mommy loves you very much. Okay. Business-wise, there's a lot to talk about. We got yesterday, on top of Kurt Volker, who went in and testified behind closed doors with the impeachment inquiry team, which consisted of, the House Foreign Affairs Committee and a few others, which Jordan and Lee Zeldin from out there on Long Island are a part of. We got another whistleblower, Frank. Another whistleblower has stepped forward.
Is this the one from the IRS I heard?
Yes.
Come on, everybody. Come on out.
It's
like springtime. All the whistleblowers are coming out of their thickets from hibernation. Come on, everybody. It's like the opening scene from Bambi. All the creatures of the forest. All the creatures of the forest are coming out now.
I had to pause it because you're making me laugh. And I'm coughing. Oh, my God. Oh, I could just picture Thumper just thumping around.
That's it. All the owls and all the birds, they're all coming. The prince is born. The prince is born.
Oh, goodness. So, yeah. So we've got the opening scene of Bambi here. And this one I'm really worried about, Frank.
Oh. Tell me why.
I'm really worried about this one because this one confirms that Trump has actually been telling the truth about something. And that's a bad thing.
So what is he telling the truth about?
That he's under an audit.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, for years he's been saying, I'm under an audit. My accountants say as soon as that's done, I can hand over my tax returns. But until then, I'm not going to hand them over. Right? And everyone's been like, what a BS excuse. He's not under an audit. Well, the Washington Post has confirmed that Donald Trump is in fact under an audit.
Wow. Everybody really, I mean, this is...
It's mind-blowing.
Things just keep... We're just amazing.
I mean,
we're great.
He doesn't take a salary, Frank.
He doesn't take a salary. And he had to... And he's divested himself from all of his private business.
He's literally homeless. If it weren't for the White House, he would have nothing.
I can't. Okay, so where is this leading now? It's just has it stopped before it started? This new IRS thing.
Oh,
what are you reading?
We're gonna get into that right now. We're gonna get into it. It says this. This is the article. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is the article that came out last night. It says that the headline is, it's in the Washington Post business section. IRS whistleblower said to report to, hold on. IRS whistleblower said to report Treasury political appointee might have tried to interfere in an audit of Trump or Pence. seems very serious to me.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it could have been Trump. It could have been Pence. They may have tried to interfere in an audit. It seems like a very serious complaint.
Meanwhile, most of the Democrat leadership are I don't know, titans of what industry, but they have all become multimillionaires worth over $100 million apiece. And you wonder, how the hell did this happen? How the hell did this happen? You only have a $100,000 a year salary as a congresswoman or a congressman. They on and on. They want to audit, and they want the tax returns of a person who has spent literally every waking moment of his life in private industry and in the private sector until a few years ago. And everybody who is pressing on this, has so many more questions to answer about where their wealth came from.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really sick. It really is. Like, I did a thread that we're going to read through because it just came out of me. It was one of those things. But I want to.
Well, the other thing, Tracy, and let me just interject before you go forward. I understand where this is all stemming from. They want to see tax returns. They want to see if there's any flows of money from sources that could show more connections between Trump and outside influences to help buy or influence an election or whatever the hell it is. They're already starting to layer in new talking points for beyond 2020 if they aren't able to wrestle away the presidency from Donald Trump. And you can see it in just the headlines alone with what's going on with China now. Trump recruits China in election fight. That is what is on headlines listed in places like Drudge Report now. Trump recruits China in election fight. That's what this is all about now. He's in a fight against Biden, and he needs Ukraine and China's help to beat him.
I feel the same way.
So, I mean, I would
be scared of Biden.
I know.
I would be scared of Biden sniffing my ear as I was trying to debate him on stage. It's a big problem, Frank.
So that's okay. So continue, please.
I wanted to read part of this article. It says an Internal Revenue Service official has filed a whistleblower complaint reporting that he was told by somebody, we're just not sure who, that at least one, could be more, but just at least one Treasury Department political appointee, meaning somebody appointed by the Trump administration, attempted to improperly interfere with the annual audit of the president or vice president tax returns, according to multiple people familiar with the document.
I hate that sentence fragment.
Yeah, yeah.
I have come to hate that fragment because I've seen it so many times. According to multiple sources familiar with the document, with the meeting, with the incident.
Yeah.
Multiple sources. So what does that even mean? It's not even multiple sources who were there. It's always just multiple sources who were familiar with
it.
Well, you know, I'm familiar with what happened in World War II.
Multiple sources familiar with their thinking.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm familiar with the reign of Caligula as well. I'm familiar with the reign of Caligula. I guess I can be a whistleblower for ancient Rome now.
What form do you think they have uploaded for that?
For ancient Rome whistleblowing? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know.
Anything?
Who knows? You can go anywhere with that.
What
crime is it to make a horse a senator? I don't know.
Maybe you can go back and, you know, whistleblow on why those artists made all the men's junk so small on the statues.
Oh, I can tell you why.
Why?
I can actually tell you why. The reason why that peni is okay.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know. Maybe
peni in the singular? Or is that the multiple?
I think that's the plural. Peni is the actual plural. The reason why
it's not
it is so small on those classic statues is because it wasn't necessarily meant to be a good thing. Pretty much, the smaller your penis was in these artistic senses, the more other attributes were expounded. So pretty much your I don't know, your robust nature, whether it be intellectual, the way that how you were set apart from the rest of society, that really was just what it was. They pulled all the attention away from it. On the flip side of that, you look at some mythological creatures like Pan, you know, half goat, half man, and he's got the penis the size of the Empire State Building. That was always supposed to be the symbolism behind mischievous behavior and corrupt sexual intent and all that stuff. So the bigger the penis, the more untrustworthy the figure, actually.
You really are an expert on this crap.
I'm a penis expert, yes. Okay, let's keep going.
I won't tell Lauren. Trump administration officials dismissed the whistleblower's complaint as flimsy because it's based on conversations with other government officials. But congressional Democrats were alarmed by the complaint, now circulating on Capitol Hill, and flagged it in a federal court filing. They're also discussing whether to make it public. The details of the IRS complaint follow news of a separate explosive whistleblower complaint filed in August by a member of the intelligence community. That complaint revealed Trump's request of Ukrainian leaders to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden, a political rival. It spurred an impeachment probe on Capitol Hill. The IRS complaint has come amid the escalating legal battle between the Treasury Department and House Democrats over the release of Trump's tax returns. Part of that inquiry is over how the IRS conducts its annual audit of the president and vice president's tax returns. That process is supposed to be walled off from political appointees and interference. That was the focus of the whistleblower complaint, whose existence was revealed. Ready? In a court filing several months ago, though little about it had become public. The people briefed on its contents said for the first time that the complaint pertained to allegations of interference in the audits process by at least one Treasury Department official. They also said for the first time that the complaint revealed that the whistleblower is a career IRS official. The account focuses on the integrity of the government system for auditing the president and vice president's tax returns. Now. Who? You guys, you remember, Frank, there were two actual whistleblowers who sat in front of Congress about the IRS and Hillary Clinton.
Repeat that again?
There were two actual whistleblowers who sat in front of Congress about the IRS and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation.
What? Was this within the last year and a half?
Yeah, they were up there, and Mark Meadows was questioning them, and the Democrats were questioning them, and Tom Fitton was a part of that hearing also.
That's right.
And
that's
they
right.
said they carried boxes. The FBI was carrying boxes of evidence outside of the Clinton Foundation. Remember?
Yeah, that was part of the whole extraction of information out of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be great if right before all of that information was about to come public, They impugned the integrity of the IRS audit department?
Yes.
Now listen, they didn't give two craps about the whistleblowers there. Now, of course, those were not the same kind of whistleblowers, but they were still whistleblowers, and the Democrats destroyed them. They didn't care about those whistleblowers. They didn't care about Robin Gritz when she whistleblew. They didn't care about Dennis Montgomery. They didn't care about the people who were blowing the whistle on the Fast and Furious scandal. Those were all horrible people that broke the law, and how dare they speak out badly against their government. Because
they want Julian Assange to be strung up. Think about where I heard, who was it recently that actually made a great point? The biggest whistleblower of anybody right now is Donald Trump. I mean, that is the real problem here. You have a person who has absolutely nothing tied in to the long of a career that is staked in longevity inside a government. You have a person coming in who is willing to kick over some rocks. And this is what they actually do when they feel like real information is going to be stumbled upon. You know, it's only ever a whistleblower that needs to be respected and lauded for their bravery when their revelations is going to be something that they can use in a way to destroy their enemies or fortify their own positions. It's sick.
It is sick. And what's even more, I'm going to read this. There is a New York Times article that came out that I'm going to spend time on because it's that horrible. Now, just a little tip for you guys who may not know. When you have a site like the New York Times that does everything, almost everything behind a paywall, and then you have an article that's released on the New York Times that is not behind a paywall, what does that tell you?
That they want everybody to see it.
Yes. You're so smart. I'm going to do a Dan Bongino. I'm not trying to say that Frank is stupid. I know that he's a very intelligent guy. That was so stupid what I just did. I was being facetious. You know that, right?
Facetious?
Facetious.
Okay, well, yeah, I can see that. It could, and those paywalls, I mean, they tell you a million things. Like, you have to pay for the stupid crap.
The worst part of what the New York Times' paywall advertisements say are, they say, support independent journalism.
Independent.
Independent of who?
I don't know.
Independent of facts? All right, here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
This article, Frank, I feel like, you know me, I'm a hardcore libertarian. Saying this should, I feel like these people should be criminally liable for this.
I was talking about that last night.
What was your opinion?
Wait, about this particular article?
No, about the report.
Criminal liability?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you want to do first? You want to do the article first, then talk about the predicament of how to hold media and government accountable?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Okay. We'll do that.
Okay. Do that. And then we'll follow it up with this.
All right. Cool. In an April 2017 interview with the AP, Donald Trump, President Trump, suddenly began talking about the hack of the Democratic National Committee a year earlier, complaining the FBI had not physically examined the compromised server. He says, quote, they brought in another company that I hear is Ukrainian based. CrowdStrike? The surprised reporter asked, referring to the California cybersecurity company that investigated how Russian government hackers had stolen and leaked Democrat emails disrupting Hillary Clinton's campaign. We can stop there and go over that. Like, yeah. The gentle propaganda in here, the mental manipulation, the biased, disgusting manner in which this is reported. The surprised reporter asked, like, oh, how could he ask about CrowdStrike? Why would he ask about CrowdStrike?
Oh, John Brennan. How amazing has John Brennan's flailing nature become? I'm just confused as to why looking into the investigation into Russian interference speaks for itself. You found nothing. It was a farce. My whole thing is that for something that was so necessary that turned up with absolutely nothing, what was really the impetus for it? Can we look at the root cause of all this stuff? You know, especially since we're listening to this Adam Schiff character who is doing his little song and dance for the impeachment cause. He was telling us for 3 years that outside of all of the breadcrumb nonsense, the stale breadcrumbs that we were getting on a public angle, a public sense with nothing coming out of this, he was promising everybody that he had definitive proof that there was collusion, that there was treason that had transpired between Trump and foreign countries.
There was a corpus of intelligence.
A corpus of intelligence that's still gone. Nothing. So they've been lying the entire time. Why were you propping this up with lies? Why wasn't any of that corpus of intelligence added into the official Mueller report? A $40 million document. What, you just tell me.
God. Oh, by the way, I pulled out because we're going over the timeline thing is coming to a close. We've got all the data. The volunteers have compiled it all and the project leads have done their thing. Rich Perry, John, Stephanie, thank you guys so much. And I found something in there, Frank. I found something in there. There's a portion of the Mueller report where they are talking to a woman who works with the RNC, and it is confirmed as of July of 2016 in the Mueller report that Donald Trump felt that the European Union should be giving more aid to Ukraine and we should hold back. Thank you, Robert Mueller, for confirming what Donald Trump's policy position on that has always been. Mm. Comes into play now a little bit more.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brennan freaking out now because someone was like, well, why did they go overseas and talk to all of the countries before they talked to Brennan? And I said, perjury trap. Like, you can now question Brennan while he knows that you've been all these other places already. It'll make him a lot less apt to concoct a story. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
So now they question Brennan and they're like, look, we talked to Rome. We talked to Australia. We talked to Ukraine. What do you say about what happened here? What happened on this date? When did you do this? When did you do that? He's going to be like, oh, shit. Excuse my French. Oh, my God. What am I going to do now? How can he lie? They'll throw him up for a lying, a 1001. They'll do it. Anyway.
I hope so.
That was just the first paragraph. Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay.
They brought in, okay, so CrowdStrike, la la. That's what I heard, Mr. Trump resumed. I heard it's owned by a very rich Ukrainian. That's what I heard. And guess what, Frank? That's true. More than 2 years later, Mr. Trump was still holding on to this false conspiracy theory. In his July call with President Zelensky of Ukraine, he summed it up in a sort of shorthand, at least according to the White House memorandum labeled not a verbatim transcript. I just want to jump through my screen at these people. It is criminal what they're doing here. I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. They say CrowdStrike. I guess you have one of your wealthy people, the president said. It's unclear whether the ellipses indicate that words were omitted or that Mr. Trump's voice was trailing off. Then he added one novel detail. The server, they say Ukraine has it. Now, Mr. Trump's call for Ukraine to look into his CrowdStrike story forms the background to the House impeachment inquiry, which focused on the second request he made that Zelensky investigate Mr. Trump's possible 2020 opponent, former Vice President Biden. Mr. Trump has placed a concoction of disprovable claims of the kind usually found on the fringes of the web, squarely in the middle of American politics. Yeah, where we hang out, Frank. You know,
the fringe, because, you know, the internet is a real place and there is an edge of it. And on the edge hangs out all of our opponents.
Our fringy right wing conspiracy theorist friends.
We're in the center of it all.
John Solomon.
We're rooted.
John Solomon and Sarah Carter. And Sidney Powell and Andrew McCarthy and Sean Davis from The Federalist and Molly Hemingway and Chuck, what's his name? From Daily Caller.
Chuck Woolery.
Well, he's there too. He's on our side too.
Really?
Yeah.
From the Love Connection?
Yes.
Wow. we've got all the heavy hitters.
We got Kirstie Alley now.
Kirstie Alley?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? They're going to be... Wow. Well.
We've got all the B-lists.
They're all here.
Well, Kanye is not a B-list. We've got him.
Yeah, I know. But imagine this, that Kanye kind of got lopped off from the leftist herd, and now the left has embraced Nickelback.
You know what's funny?
Nickelback finally catches a break.
You know what's funny about that? This is funny. Nickelback was like Christian rock, right?
No.
Wasn't Nickelback at one point like, who was that? Didn't they do
Creed?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're
talking about Creed. Nickelback, I mean, they've always had some pretty raunchy songs on all of their albums. Like I said on the show, I was a Nickelback fan and consumer including the Dark Horse album.
I was going to say that they moved over and then Kanye picked up Christian music. Because he did.
Yeah. No, I don't. I think you were thinking of Creed.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry. Anyway, who else do we have? Other people. All right. So, back to this. You're me. Like, I wish I could see you today.
I can always start up my webcam. We're on Skype.
Yeah. Only maybe we'll see. Just because I know I am interrupting you a lot, and I think it's because I can't. I have a stuffed up head, and I'm having a hard time hearing because my head is all stuffed up. Anyway.
No problem.
All right.
I go where you go.
Sorry, Frank. Sorry. My apologies to everyone out there who's like, shut up, Tracy. Stop interrupting Frank. Okay. By contrast, are you ready?
Please, let's do it.
All right, hold on. We'll start here. The tale of the supposedly hidden server may have appealed to Mr. Trump because it undercut a well-established fact that he has resented and resisted for 3 years. Well-established fact is coming. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
The Russian government interfered in the 2016 election to help him win.
Again.
An effort thoroughly documented by American intelligence agencies and amply supported by public evidence.
No. We had an investigation into this. It lasted years and there was nothing there. We learned that there was no American involvement in this stuff. Not one vote was changed. That the DNC leaks, we just took CrowdStrike's word for it. And everything inside those leaks were real. And not only that, if you're going to talk about the meddling in the media or social media, we know that out of that whopping $100,000 that was spent in Facebook ads, it wasn't even solely for Trump. It was split between Trump and Bernie, a little Hillary. Yep. There was only $6,000 spent on Google. And on top of all that stuff, did Russia even come close to doing what Dr. Robert Epstein described?
No. Nope.
I mean, come on, you idiots.
They're on the fringe here. This is the next paragraph. And then here, by contrast, there is no evidence to support the president's vague suggestion that Ukraine, not Russia, might be responsible for the hacking or that CrowdStrike somehow connived in it. But his alternate history has provided a psychological shield for the president against facts that he believes tarnish his electoral victory.
That he believes tarnishes electoral, but they've been trying to tarnish. Well, you know what? This is, everything is upside down. These are demonic people. I called them stupid before. They're not stupid. They're playing on this. They're preying on the stupid.
It's, yeah. For example, there's the idea promoted by the president's lawyer that Ukraine's government actively sabotaged Mr. Trump's 2016 campaign. A Ukrainian-American lawyer who consulted for the DNC, Andrea Chalupa, and spoke with Ukrainian embassy officials, looked into the finances of Paul Manafort. But there appears to have been no organized Ukrainian government effort to intervene. Certainly nothing comparable to the activities of Russian intelligence agencies ordered by Mr. Putin. Here's the problem, Frank. A Ukrainian court ruled that they meddled in our election. This is criminal. It is criminal. It is criminal, and there is no accountability at all. It's sick. Sorry.
I'm with you.
There's more. We're going to talk about something fun, though, now, before we get back into it. You're going to tell us, what was your last Sunbasket meal like, Frank?
My last Sunbasket meal, technically, was on Wednesday night, and it was the pulled pork sliders.
Oh, yum. I've had those.
This was amazing. It was unbelievable. And I had to force myself to only have two so I can have two the next day for lunch because it was just so good. Last night would have been my last meal of the week. Lauren made these two pieces of steak that looked great and the Brussels sprouts, but I was so upset over the technical difficulties I had on my show last night. When I came home, I had absolutely no hunger. And she made all this food. And I said, Laura, I'm just going to wrap it up and put it in the refrigerator. And I'll have some for lunch tomorrow. I was so depressed. I couldn't eat.
Oh, God, I hate when that happens. We'll talk about that in a second because I want to know more. But
that wasn't Sunbasket's problem.
Listen. Sunbasket would have given you a nice hearty meal and those two steaks, and their Brussels sprouts are delicious because they make you, depending on how they make you make them, sometimes they're caramelized. It's just really good. You guys can you have to try it. I'm telling you, like we both get it. It's really, really good. No matter what you like to eat, they have a very easy way for you to cook. They have paleo, carb conscious, gluten free, Mediterranean. They even have comfort food to pick you up when your studio session goes horrible that you can order. Dips and all kinds of other stuff. You guys can go to sunbasket.com/darktolight to get up to $60 off. It's a meal like delivery service. They send you In this box, you get these beautiful packaged stuff. It's the recipes are there. They give you this beautiful recipe book that you keep. And then it's really easy. You just, all the ingredients outside of like some olive oil are included in the box. And it makes it really, really easy to cook a delicious meal. So go to sunbasket.com/darktolight and get your $60 off your Sunbasket order. Go to sunbasket.com/darktolight. Oh, excuse me. And it's not even expensive. It really isn't. It's very affordable.
It really is. Actually, it's a money saver. I've said it many times before.
Yeah.
The selling factor on it all wasn't just the listed recipes and menu items. It was really, I did the math and I was going to save considerable amount of money compared to what I was doing with the diner visits. So
yeah, there's try that. It out. Try it out. Get up on that website, sunbasket.com/darktolight. Now, I didn't get your show yesterday because I was too busy this morning listening to a bunch of different things. Hopefully we get to. What happened?
It was just more awful internet connectivity nonsense. It was just bad. And I saw the buffering was just awful. But, you know, all that being said, listening back to the show and with all the feedback that came in, people still really enjoyed it. But, you know, I asked the question last night, which is, it ties into what we're talking about today with some of the press coverage and the machinations of the press. And I asked, you know, how do you root out the enemies of the Republic? How would you clean out the agents of foreign ideology from inside of our media and our government? Because until there is a convention of states called and everybody agrees it's time to dissolve the United States and in its place create a union of American socialist republics, why aren't we within our right to treat any and all agents of foreign ideology like the hostiles that they are and ban them from serving in the general government? I don't want to see socialists thrown in jail because they're socialists, but they should not be allowed to work in the general government, which has a very specific charter that runs completely contrary to what all of their intentions are. And as far as the media goes, we can talk about that. Secondly, what do you think, first of all, about the first part with government?
Well, I mean, there needs to be, it's hard because then you start getting into, you know, what is there, a litmus test? I mean, isn't there a litmus test when you start to become an employee of the government anyway?
Don't they ask
you questions like about your loyalty to the country and you know, all that other stuff when they do their background checks and I think they do.
Well, there has to be something else.
There needs to be accountability. Like we had legit communists running the CIA. What the frick? We had a president who wasn't even.
But now the thing with the media. Since this is more so what we were talking about, I was talking about this. And this is a conversation I often have with Lauren. The 24/7 news formats need at least to have disclaimers all throughout their programming. If you're going to have 24/7 news formats, you need disclaimers. You cannot. It is impossible to be talking about the news for 24 hours without being completely biased in one direction or the other. So you need to declare your intentions and your allegiances. If you claim to be unbiased, then there should be zero editorializing or opinion shows on these networks. Just show us your face. Tell us who you are. I don't care where you lean. Just tell us who you are. CNN pretending to be unbiased. Even Fox. Just tell us who. I would rather have cigarette commercials on television again than watch this shit. And it makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me. You can get around the big headlines of the country and the world in a half hour. Just give us the slug line. The who, what, where, when. Don't forget about the why. Who, what, where, when, and move on with it. 24/7 news networks are insidious operations. So.
I don't disagree with anything that you just said at all. I actually like, I'm more focused outside. Well, you saw what Pelosi did yesterday, right?
Doubling down on Schiff's retelling of the transcript.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's she's gaslighting the American public, like, in the purest sense of the word. This is the Speaker of the House. This is the Speaker of the House, third in line to become president of the United States, which is another reason why I find this IRS whistleblower complaint interesting. Because what are they going to start doing? Going after Pence now, too? Somebody floated on one of the networks. They take out Trump, they take out Pence, and who becomes president?
Pelosi.
Mm.
President, a stuttering, oh God, I can't. Listen, you can play out all of these. This is almost like socialism in itself. You can just think about the desired result. And yes, is there a path we can walk to get to that result? But like most people who try to central plan for the rest of the world, they never really consider the effect. They never really consider all of those unintended consequences of their plans for everybody else's life. They don't consider the reasons why people make decisions that they do. They don't consider the reasons why the markets fluctuate that they do. They don't consider supply and demand or just basic human tendencies. If they think that this bloodless coup is going to go off without a hitch after knowing and seeing how insane these liberals are, I really don't understand. I mean, well, I guess I don't understand. They want to censure Kyrsten Sinema in Arizona for voting 50% of the way with Donald Trump. They want to censure her.
I know.
If that doesn't tell you what this party is all about, they need to be uprooted.
No, uprooted. It's for real. I wrote a thread. I'm going to read for you really quickly because I would like your opinion on it. I had to do it. I said, stick with me. There's a new whistleblower, this time from the IRS. Reports indicate they have hearsay, and already reports indicate that a member of the committee knew of the supposed complaint a month ago. I'm about to talk about a number of different things. In case you haven't noticed, all of our career corrupt politicians are stunned that Trump has remained a law-abiding citizen for basically his entire life. They have dug through literally everything: businesses, his relationships, taxes, his affiliations with folks, his kids, and even their kids. They went after Barron, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And even a corrupt team of prosecutors spending millions of our tax dollars couldn't find one thing to charge him with. They even spent 3 years before he was elected trying to actually entrap him into a crime, and they weren't even able to do that. For 3 years, they tried to plant numerous people inside of his campaign to get him to collude, and he refused. Think about that.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about the man Donald Trump that we've been able to learn about so much about over the last couple of years, then you would know not only has he had his own intelligence agency, his own private intelligence network that he has set up since the 80s, he's not only had that, but he has worked with the FBI in the past. He has worked against the interests of organized crime. But he's a mobster, though.
He's a mobster.
Well, listen, he has a lot of skin in the game, and he is very, very well known to the powers that be. And I think that he knows the makeup of every room he walks into. And he understands what's at risk. You're telling me a guy who has lived that way. Now, social life, the women, the Playboy, whatever. Who the hell cares? We know what we were doing, we were getting into as far as that goes. It means nothing. But what you can take away definitively is that this guy understands his surroundings at every moment. So to think that he would get into the White House, knowing what he had to beat to get there, knowing what was up against him from all angles, to not really think through every phone call he makes with everybody listening in, everybody wanting to take him down, to think that he is just going to get into office and be a bumbling mob boss.
Yeah.
I mean, all they have are lies and spin, because I just don't think that this guy would be stupid enough after an entire life's worth of being careful to leave himself that exposed in such careless ways. He knows what he's doing as far as self-preservation goes.
I said they went so far as convince someone who worked for him, Michael Cohen, to plead guilty to something that wasn't even a crime. Michael Cohen pled guilty to campaign finance violations that didn't even exist in order to try to taint Donald Trump. Nothing worked. The only thing they even, I said, came remotely close with, which I don't even believe they did, was the infidelity crap. But nobody cared about it. Nobody cared. So they have to think that we are absolute morons to believe that now, after 3 full years, we're going to believe 2 whistleblowers coming forward in a period of a few weeks after the former corrupt CIA director and that former turncoat sellout Scaramucci told the entire world that they were planning this very thing. They have to be crazy if they think that this would make us blink. Remember when Maddow was all excited about his tax returns?
Yeah.
And she opened them and she was all excited to find out that he actually paid more taxes than most of the people in Congress, a presidential candidate who preaches socialism, and his and her network.
Yeah, he paid more taxes in that particular year that she was looking through than MSNBC.
Yeah. And Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, Mr. Socialist, have the government take care of everything and give them all your money. He paid more taxes than Bernie Sanders. At this point, you'd have to be completely brainwashed to believe that any of this stuff is substantive. Right, all of a sudden, at the exact same time, Frank, all of these supposed noble arbiters of truth whistleblowers are coming forward with their claims of horrific wrongdoing. It's ridiculous. They're like fabricating polls now. They're fabricating facts. There's no objective fact. They're calling for his First Amendment rights to be revoked. Kamala Harris trying to kick him off Twitter. The death penalty, what's his name, Weld. Solitary confinement, Maxine Waters.
Yeah. This is it. Kamala Harris wants to take away Twitter. I mean, these are the worst. I wouldn't let these people babysit a child. You want to have them be a president? My God, these are worse than the British nannies that shake children to sleep.
Yeah, even worse than that, Frank. They tried the illegal immigrant vote with the migration nonsense, right? They tried to sweep in and grab that. They don't have the Latino vote anymore. They don't have the Black vote anymore because Black people are doing, God, the best they've ever done in American history under our white supremacist Hitler, literally Hitler president. Who made sure Jerusalem remained the capital of Israel, right?
Yeah.
They tried
white supremacy. Yeah. White supremacy has never been more profitable.
Yeah.
What is this? And you know, much to Drudge's chagrin, they had to admit that a record 158 million people are working now and unemployment's at a 50-year low.
Can't have that.
It's unreal.
Now they're saying that job growth has slowed. Right. That I heard a report this morning. They're like, well, job growth is, you know, this is a great report. This is a great earnings report, a numbers report. But job growth has really slowed. That's because there's nobody left to take the jobs.
There's job. We have a couple of million still open.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't look at job growth.
It ties into most other things there, too. It's a bunch of people who don't want to get involved in the situation. They see that it's going on. And they say, okay, well, this happened, but this didn't happen. I know. Imagine if we were all on the same page. Imagine if we were all looking at reality in the same way.
You know, I said this the other day. I said this yesterday to a good friend of mine. Hi, Eric. I said, can you imagine what this country would be doing right now if we were not even – forget, you know, there's always going to be partisanship, but like – some sense of normal functioning government, what we would have been able to accomplish. Look at what this guy has accomplished in 3 years without any help from frickin' anybody, including Republicans.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I mean, up until this past month, GDP and the economy has grown beyond what people have expected, what the president even estimated. But whenever they see something a little bit, shrink a little bit, like, you were wrong this time, Trump.
You know,
like, oh, God, you petty little bitch.
I know. And the worst part of it is that, of course, you hear this?
What is that?
The landscapers.
Ah, they're back.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, I'm downstairs in my bedroom because they're still working on upstairs and they're up there right now. It should be done today. Thank God. And hopefully this room helps me to avoid the noise. But anyway, so I'm on the first floor, so they're like right outside my window. Okay. So I say, nothing else is working. So they've actually, they've taken to beating us in the streets physically, trying to stop us, right?
Yeah.
Using their programmed celebrities in Hollywood against us, trying to hijacking comedy and music, right? Trying to program us that way. Boycotts, you know, doxing of American citizens who support the president by making memes or anything else. Attacking legitimate children, 16-year-olds, that do nothing worse than wear a hat, and nothing is working. Nothing's working. If they thought that they could beat Trump and us in return, then they wouldn't be doing any of this right now.
No. No. Yeah. I mean, it, and that is the most basic way of looking at this, and I'm glad you bring it up. It's the most obvious thing. If this were a group of people who saw an election slip away from them in 2016 and have now had to sit there and say, all right, how are we going to we lost this one. How are we going to come back with a better idea and a better candidate and a better position for 2020? Then it would just be that. Let's make the best of what we can. Let's show the American people that we're not petulant children. Let's work with this president. Let's try to get as much out of him as we can, because he is not an ideologue. He just wants to make deals. He wants to be credited for building things. Let's play to his ego a little bit and see what we can get out of this and show people we aren't nuts.
Yeah.
And that we can, you know, but they didn't do that.
Yeah.
And all of this is just to be able to get at him and destroy him, and it hasn't made a good case for them at all.
So we've got things working in tandem right now, right? So we start to hear all this investigation talk come to the surface. The FISA report that they've put off, you know, and dreaded for months and years now, this FISA report is about to come out. It's gotten into the hands of the people who are mentioned in it. Their lawyers have been able to look through it. Has anything leaked? Nope. Want to know what that means? It's horrible for them. Otherwise, just like yesterday's hearing with Volper, barely anything leaked. There's these text messages, but we'll get into that in a little bit if we have time. But nothing leaked. So they've got that, and now they know that the attorney general and a U.S. attorney tasked to beat this corruption is traveling all over the world and talking to these foreign countries that were enlisted to help with this disgusting operation against the U.S., you know, the United States Constitution that's still ongoing to this day by rogue actors inside of our government. And they know that Trump needs 4 more years to get this done. And that's just the truth. He's going to start indicting people, not Trump, but the AG will start indicting people very soon. Very soon, you will start to see indictments. Mark my words. And once that starts happening, all hell is going to break loose. The indictments everybody's been clamoring for years now, when they start happening, I don't want to see, everybody needs to stay strong, because there's going to be some freaking damn crazy misinformation, disinformation, political tricks, propaganda operations, agitprop is going to happen. They're going to try to demean you, make you feel like you're alone, that nobody supports the president, that it's all over, that he's going to be removed from office, that the sky is falling down around you. Don't listen to any of it. And that's all. That's what I say.
Well, that's what I say. 24-hour news networks. They need to have disclaimers. They need to be able to say at least Miss Cleo disclaimers. This is for entertainment only. Or you have to say this is a Democrat Party booster club. We work for the Democrat Party. This is what you're getting. At least at that point, there won't be the gaslighting and the psychological warfare element of people believing that they are looking at a group of well-trained professionals who are delivering very responsibly crafted information on an unbiased level for all general consumption purposes, and it doesn't favor one side or the other. Whatever the hell it is. And with that being said, make it a point to criminalize domestic propaganda again. I would love to see that. I would love to see it. I'm telling you, Tracy, the last week or so, I have been very, very unlibertarian-like.
Well,
I, I want to see people dragged out of government, thrown into jail. And I want to see the doorways closed to it. Like I said before, you want to be a commie? That's fine. The 10th Amendment allows you to be a commie in your state. But I'll tell you something else. If you want to go and do what you want in your state, you want to socialize everything, you will see how quickly all your communist friends become conservative, because you're only going to have to work with the money that is there and not everywhere else. And that's why the general government needs to be shut down. And I am completely in favor of ideological purity tests to get into office there. It is outrageous. It is outrageous that people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez can in one breath swear an oath to the Constitution and then immediately stand for things that would require the destruction of the Constitution in order to be brought to the fore and ratified. That's like Willy Wonka hiring Slugworth. How do you allow that to happen? If it's the will of the people, if there's a convention that's called with the state legislatures and everybody agrees it's time to disband the Constitution and start over new, then that would be the overwhelming unanimous will of the people. But that's not the case. And if it's not the case, then we need to restore what we have, and people need to be forcibly removed, because we are seeing the methods that they are using to keep themselves there and to drag you to places that we are not supposed to be going. Nancy Pelosi standing out there in front of the cameras with Schiff the other day and opening up about how it's such a sad time for the country.
For the Republic, Frank, for the Republic.
So sad. And then she goes off for 2 minutes about the sanctity of the Constitution. I wanted to strangle the television.
I don't blame you, because she has no idea what's even in the Constitution, let alone the sanctity of it.
Oh, they know.
They know.
Oh, they know.
I know they know.
And you know why they know? You know how you know they know? Because they've had to figure out ways to explain why all of the things that they want to do are justified. These are lawyers. These are the worst types of people in the planet. The lawyers ruin the country. I know there's great lawyers out there, and everybody's going to need one from time to time. But lawyers ruin the country. They looked at every word in every clause and figured out how it can be argued to have a different definition. This is exactly what's going on here.
Depends on what the definition of is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every last one of them.
Bastards. Who's bothering you?
Bothering me?
I heard your text.
It might be Lauren. She's thinking about getting a car. She's been without a car since March. And
yeah, she should get a car.
Yeah, it's been all right so far. We've been able to get by, but yeah, independence is key.
Yeah, that's annoying. I've had to share a car with my husband a few times. It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, because then the car becomes like ambiguously not one person's car.
Yeah, I can't.
So you have different types of things. It's like, no, is this the wife's car or is this the husband's car? You know,
Shemmy, our friend Shemmy, I just saw his tweet about the Quite Frankly podcast.
He's such a good guy to me.
I love Shemmy. Hey,
there's
Shemmy.
A lot of good people out there. Hey, Shem, thank you for the endorsement.
Your face in that Joker hat is so funny, Frank.
It is just, and I'll tell you, I don't pose for pictures. I do not pose for pictures. You know what my favorite picture of myself is? And like I said, I don't like them. I don't like pictures, but there is one picture of myself I absolutely love. I was coaching. It was during a Little League game, and I'm at third base. I'm coaching the game, and I'm watching what's going on there. And whoever was taking pictures on the league's behalf, they had taken a picture of me at third base after I had just witnessed some ridiculousness on the field. And to see this look of confused horror on my face. And I was like, this is it. I mean, this is just – so when I saw – so when my friend Shannon, she surprised me with that picture of Stanjik, the Polish jester. I did a whole show on the background of that actual piece of art. I love that piece of art. It is – she surprised me with putting my face in there, and – she just picked this. I don't even know where I think it might be one of the Set the Charge photos where just looking in just that kind of
bandish way.
I'm just accepting whatever the hell I'm seeing right now. What am I going to do? I like it.
There's this picture. I think it's so funny. It's like, goodness. Well, listen, I mean, oh my gosh. Hold on. They're releasing portions of this transcript from yesterday. They highlight some of what the most Schiff highlights what is some of the most deserving of the most attention and what is oh my God. They won't release the full thing. They won't release the full transcript. They're only releasing pieces of it, which they edited to fit their freaking nonsense. Oh my God. This is freaking criminal.
Win at all costs. Isn't that the spirit that makes up a free republic? Win at all costs. Isn't that what makes it all? Isn't that the defining principle of a free country? Win at all costs. And what is to be won? Power over you. That's what's to be won. Power over you and protection for yourself. I love it. I think it's great. It's going to be a lot more inspiration because we're not going to take this lying down as it goes on and on. Right now, we're too drugged up and too zonked out and too high on Twinkies that we're not going to do anything right now. UK is close to rioting. Hong Kong is doing what it has to do. France, they're in like week 47 of the yellow vest protests. You wouldn't even know it. The mainstream media stopped encouraging people by covering it around week 27. They're almost at week 50 of those protests.
That's almost a full year, every weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So just, you know, there really are. They really don't want anybody to be inspired to really identify what's happening and take action against it. But hey, let them keep pushing. Let them keep pushing. I don't know. Go ahead. We know. You and I know, Tracy. We know that there are people out there, that there are plenty of people out there, especially our beautiful veteran community, that they're ready.
I know.
They're ready
to
step in.
Listen, I know. I know. And they're making videos about it. Just say the word and we're here. The 3%ers, all of it. I don't want it to get there. No. It would be really sad.
So we'll see. We will see.
Good place to end the show today, but only if you sing again. You've been listening to the Dark Delight Podcast with...
Unimpeach my heart. Say you love me again, Val.
I have something I need to talk to you about when we get off the show about Christmas time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll talk to you in a minute. But you guys can hear us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 Eastern Time on TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple iTunes, and RadioInfluence.com. Make sure you go to sunbasket.com/darktolight and get yourself a basket of sun. We will talk to you Monday.
Later.
Radio Influence strives to bring you excellence in podcasting. We work with personalities like TV chef Brian Duffy, radio personalities like Ian Beckles and DJ Eakin, news and political pundits like Vincent Hill, and independent journalists Frank and Tracy Beans, experts from the sports world like veteran football scout and coach Chris Landry, pro wrestling personality David Penzer, MMA experts Jason Floyd and Daniel Galvan, and strength and conditioning coach Jeff Crochelle. If you're looking for food, sports, music, entertainment, politics, no matter the topic, Radio Influence has something for everyone. All of Radio Influence's programming can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Podcasts, and RadioInfluence.com.